STR hosts, quiet calendar. We're fixing that in 1 week with our booked and profitable listing audit bootcamp.
It's 4 live trainings for $49. Bring your listing, calendar, and pricing. We'll walk you step by step so you know exactly what to change to show up higher in the algorithm and get more bookings.
Last round just landed 7 bookings in a week. Alex tweaked her title and grabbed a holiday weekend within hours.
Doors close on September 12th, so grab your seat now. Want personal eyes on your listing? Upgrade to VIP for direct feedback.
Tap the link in the show notes or go to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. Thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. Save your seat now and then check your email for prep checklist and live session dates. You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your questions answered here on the Hosting Hotline, go to hostinghotline.com. Ask your question. We'll answer it on the podcast. We do these every Tuesday. Today, the hotline is blowing up.
It's on fire.
She's on fire. Not only the hotline, our emails, our DMs, our private community, all the places, we're all talking about the new 15, well, not new, but the restructured 15.5% Airbnb fee, single fee structure that any PMS connected host is going to be forced to utilize as of October 27th, 2025. And so we brought on revenue management extraordinaire. Thanks for visiting, COO Colleen Prochaska. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Hello.
Hello.
And so the question, the hotline question is, what do we do as hosts? Do we
burn it all down?
Do we increase our price? Do we leave the platform? Do we go all direct bookings? Do we just cross our fingers and hope that we're still making money at the end of the day? The questions were all swirling about what to do with this host only fee. And I just want to circle back for those of you that don't know, there are in multiple other countries, this has been the norm for quite some time. It's actually been the norm for us for quite some time. So I think what I want to do right now is just kind of bring it all back down. And like, this is not new. It's going to be a new model for some, but not all. And so we just want to kind of bring that back, that this has been there. There are hosts surviving. There are hosts thriving that have encountered this increase in fees. So we're going to talk about what we can do about it today. So here are some of the things that we're hearing with all the questions that we were getting.
I'll ditch my PMS and go all in on Airbnb to avoid fees. I'm done with Airbnb and moving all in on direct bookings. Most hosts not using PMS. What should I do now?
Right.
Just panic a little. The world is ending. And in true TFE style, we try to like get back to everyone, hop on a podcast episode, hop on a YouTube video. But we also struggle with that because we want to take in all the information, all the conversations, compile it, think about it.
Be strategic about how we serve everyone with our response.
I want to quickly unpack something Annette said a little while ago. Our property management company that we were running, we were forced onto the 15% single fee structure last year. This is how it happened. I think it was last September-ish, Colleen.
Yes, it was.
And I was going through my numbers and I was like, this doesn't look right. And I was looking at, because I separate all the fees onto a spreadsheet and I'm looking at them individually and I'm like, this service fee is out of, what is happening? And I went and I looked, I was like, because you had a choice between doing the split fee structure where the guest pays 3% or where the host pays 3% and the guest pays the rest, or you could have decided to do single fee structure. Airbnb gave you the option. I always chose the split fee structure. And all of a sudden, I didn't have that option. And I was like, Colleen, because Colleen's been doing our revenue management for years now. And I was like, what do we do here? And so we figured it out per property, what our strategy was going to be. And we just kind of moved on. It really wasn't for us this business stopping panic situation. It's the hand we're dealt with this channel, with Airbnb. We don't have a choice. Let's figure out how to optimize this and continue to build our direct booking strategy and make sure that we are being very strategic on that front.
And I think it's important to say, too, when this happened, it was on some properties and not the others.
Yes.
So we want to share with you, we had this happen where it was like not systemic. It wasn't every single property. So it was like picking and choosing, like how did Airbnb even choose which ones had the increase? Again, there was no rhyme or reason to it. And that's where that needed to happen. So I think it's interesting too, because we have the experience of some remaining, some not remaining at the same percentage. And so being able to see in the same market, similar properties, similar average daily rates, that happening.
And we've been talking about this, everyone, on previous podcast episode. Once this happened to us, we brought this to you and we shared with you, we were doing research and there has been language around PMS connected hosts paying a single fee structure. So the signs have been there. The signs have been there all along, but I can tell you with confidence that the answer is not to ditch your PMS, because the advantages that we get by being on multiple channels, the diversity we get from being on multiple channels, and being able to easily build our direct booking strategy, you are not in the right frame of mind or mindset yet, which is okay. That's why you're listening. If your thought is to ditch your PMS.
Yeah, because guess what? That 15% is coming for you anyways when you're not on the PMS. That's next. So you can run, but you can't hide.
Colleen, why don't you share with us, for anyone who may not have heard yet or gotten that email, what is the policy exactly that they just emailed us about and brought to our attention as PMS Connected hosts?
So the policy is that on October 27th, if you are using a property management software, you will be automatically switched to a host-only fee, meaning the 15.5% the host will absorb versus the previous opportunity where you could split the fee, but you know, the host shares some and the guest shares some.
And this is happening on
October 27th.
Okay. I feel like that date is going to become as popular. What is the Mean Girls date? It's October 3rd.
October 3rd.
Well, I actually do have a question about this though.
Yes.
What if you already had reservations booked before October 27th and the fee was split?
We are understanding that's going to be honored as is.
Yes. The reservation, what the fees were. Because I know if some people are really heading into their busy season.
For sure.
And they're already booked and blessed. Like that would be a huge upset. Who knows though, right?
So do I do, Colleen, whatever I can to get as many bookings now before I'm forced to the different fee structure?
Absolutely not. Sarah, sure can.
You know, I'm asking this question because everyone else is thinking that. I know what you're going to say to me, but that's what people are thinking is that's
sure.
one of the thoughts is, do I do whatever it takes to get as booked as possible before October 27th?
This is where we have to reframe what is 15% fee versus what is my pricing strategy as a whole. And speaking back to when we got upgraded to this, we got put on the 15% last year. Some of our properties did, some of our properties didn't. And if you've been a listener for a while, you know we follow a very ADR-driven strategy. So we are typically one of the highest priced listings in the market. We didn't panic, but while we were trying to figure out what we were going to do, I did do a flat increase on all properties, whether the fee was there or not there. We did not notice a dip in occupancy. I'm saying that because we're already priced in the highest probably tier in our market. And it wasn't like I increased the 15% while we tried to, you know, that was like a quick mitigation tactic. So I'm saying that to provide caution that essentially the 15%, yes, it feels like this super high, what am I going to do? But what is your pricing strategy as a whole? What does it look like across every single date? Are there dates where you're 40% under market on a peak day when, so what's 15% when we're talking, you could be charging 40% more. So this is an opportunity to zoom out and look at your pricing as a whole.
And we've done hundreds of pricing strategy calls with our members inside our membership. And we can, Sarah, Colleen, and myself can see, we get to see behind the scenes on their price labs, on their dynamic pricing software. And it is safe to say it has been rare, very rare, that we have not seen a host under earning. And we're actually excited about this increase because we think it's going to light a fire under hosts to really look at their numbers and increase their average daily rate. And again, I want to say that, like, if you are going into your dynamic pricing software and you are below market, you need to really do some work here and uncover why you are not. Because if you're a Thanks for Visiting listener, you are a top tier host. I know that without a doubt. And you should be commanding that rate. And so this is our offering to you. Even if you're not going to have this impact on October 27th, we want to encourage you to go ahead and prepare for it as if it is happening to you. And I think you're going to be very, very impressed and proud of yourself and have more money when you can see that you have that percentage to increase.
If you've been listening to people chatting on LinkedIn or Instagram or TikTok, some people are offering, Colleen, a silver bullet percentage to increase their, whether it's their pricing or their overall strategy buy. Like if you just do this one rate, it'll be fine. Talk to our listeners about why that is not strategic.
I love that question. That is not strategic because there is no silver bullet answer, obviously, in anything. So this is how you are going to combat, and I'm using the word combat, it's not even that. This is how you are going to be priced competitively. Just reminding everyone that our pricing just falls in a market. It just falls in an ecosystem. So the strategic answer to this increase in October is understanding what your revenue is day after day, month after month. What is your occupancy? What is your rate? And how is that compared to the market? That is going to be what our compass is for whatever it is that we need to do to increase or to mitigate this 15%. And it's the strategy here is, or at least what I'm seeing on LinkedIn is a ton of like, I'm going to be losing so much money. And my pushback to that is show me your numbers on how you're going to be losing and show me how you're priced right now in the market. So I think the better use of this time, because as Annette said, the 15% is not going away and it's going to be all hosts at some point. I think we can feel confident saying that. So what this should be is an opportunity to say, okay, how can I pull back, not get caught up in the noise and actually focus on what are my monthly numbers? Do I know my monthly numbers? Because it's buffering right now, getting caught up in the 15% when we really need to be focused on, are we priced appropriately in the market?
Ooh, I like that. And I'm going to give a very, very shameless plug because our boot camp starts soon. It starts September 15th. And the price of the boot camp is a very, very, very low rate of $49. So if you are a host right now that has been buffering around truly knowing your numbers, your business numbers, and your pricing, and your calendar strategy, if you are not 100% confident in your booking funnel, you cannot miss this booking booked and profitable bootcamp that we are hosting. We did not plan, we obviously did not know that Airbnb was going to release this update when they did, but we are so thankful that we had our booked and profitable bootcamp already on the calendar because we can help you all. It is time to invest $49 and hang out with other hosts who are also investing money to show up for their business and to say, I am done not understanding my pricing strategy. I am done not understanding my calendar and how I need to be more strategic with understanding travel patterns and market demands to make sure that I am optimizing every dollar that my property can earn. That is what you need to focus on right now, not some silver bullet that you're seeing on TikTok, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Everyone hear me? Thanks for visiting .com/bootcamp. I want to see you join us. Colleen, let's talk about the rest of the hosts who aren't connected to a PMS. There is a little box on the Airbnb pricing fee structure page they send out to all of us, which we will link in the show notes, that is confusing some people, and rightfully so. It's worded in a vague way. But would you, do you have it in front of you, Colleen? Can you read it for everyone?
Yes. The section that is confusing guests is this box that says, most hosts currently on the single fee structure will soon start paying a new single rate of 15.5%. And on December 1st, 2025, most hosts not using property management software, that is who that will apply to. So the word most hosts is where there is a ton of conversation on, am I most hosts and how do we know who most hosts are?
And I think the better use of our time, instead of debating whether that is all hosts, whatever that means, is everyone needs to be prepared, whether you're connected to a PMS or not, be prepared to be able to pivot, to be able to potentially restructure your pricing and the fees that you include so that your take home doesn't change much or at all. And Colleen, is that possible? Can we adjust our pricing? Can we adjust our fee structure? Can we do things on Airbnb specifically so that we aren't feeling a change in what we're taking home in our revenue?
Absolutely. And that is going to be through optimizing your pricing, of course, year round, day after day. What are you selling your property for day after day? And I also think the timing of this, October, December 1st, this is teeing you up to be prepared for 2026 when you're budgeting and planning your short-term rental for the upcoming year. Because if you don't fall under the most host umbrella, I'm just so confident that you will be soon. So you just need to, this is just part of the cost of doing business is this 15%. We know that. So this needs to be part of our rate structure, our occupancy structure, what we're forecasting for revenue, what we're forecasting for profit in 2026, for sure.
And I think one of the helpful things is Airbnb, it used to be where you could choose as a guest to see the pricing breakdown or to see one fee. And now when you go on Airbnb as a guest, it says, hey, pricing is one fee. We've made it simple. So with Airbnb moving all hosts to having to, instead of choosing what kind of fee structure they want, they are making you have the single fee structure. Two things are happening. One is Airbnb is standardizing the guest experience, which we always champion that for all of you. When you get more properties, the more you can have brand standards and other standardizations in your business, it helps you scale faster, it helps you operate more efficiently, and it's a better experience for your guests. Think about it. What are some of the top companies in at least the United States and beyond, but I can speak confidently, if I go into a Starbucks in New York City or I go to a Starbucks in San Diego, I usually have the same experience. My cold brew with skim milk tastes the same, right? Because that standardization, the interior looks the same. So it's that kind of experience that Airbnb wants for its customer, the guest. Plus, Colleen, the guest isn't going to notice, once everything is standardized, a huge pricing difference, because It was 15%. Now it's 15.5. If you're in the US, if you're in other places, it could be a different percentage, but just go along with me here. That percentage, the service fee to Airbnb, isn't changing much. That is still the same. We're just responsible for submitting it to Airbnb entirely. So if you structure things strategically, the guest is paying the same amount at the end of the day. Right?
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Which I think is a win for us. It makes it easier for us to kind of zoom out and say, okay, we just need to restructure this pricing so that we're bringing home the same amount either way.
And I think we were chatting about it before we hopped on the episode of like that the fee, the Airbnb fees are from guests are the number one thing that you see on memes, on people just ranting, upset about of like, hey, you know, we go into Airbnb. It was a nightly rate. And then by the time we checked out, it went from a $400 trip to a $4,000 trip. And so Airbnb already rolled out the all-in pricing. And now they're just going to say, hey, how can we take that fee away from the guest entirely? Because that is friction. That is friction between the guest and the stay right now. And they're trying to eradicate that.
We just went on Airbnb before we started press record. And we had Colleen, we were sharing our screen. We had Colleen go into, like we were booking three different properties. And we had a checkout experience very different for all three properties.
When it came to the fees.
Yeah.
It was very confusing.
Very frustrating.
Uh-huh. And
because even we were like, wait, I thought you couldn't do that. Like what? Like. It is a different experience. And Airbnb knows that is not the experience they want their guests to have, which I know it can frustrate you as a host on the platform. But hey, you don't have to be on Airbnb, right?
And that is probably, honestly, the best thing about this rollout.
Yeah.
Of all of the questions that we've got, of all of the comments that we've seen, it is just really having us as hosts look in the mirror and go, we need to diversify. We need to have direct bookings. We need to be on Vrbo, maybe booking whatever channel you are as available to you is really, this is just an eye-opening experience because again, it's just, Airbnb is just a platform. It should be one tool in your tool belt, one egg in your basket, not the whole thing. And I think if anything, we should also be thankful for this because a multitude of things. We all need to dial in our numbers and know that exactly what that does to our bottom line. It's a wake-up call of, wait, we really are, when we are listed on Airbnb, we can get an email in the middle of the week, which we've gotten a lot of them this year.
We have.
I feel like they have been rapid fire this year. I don't think they're going to slow down, but it's their business and we are essentially working for them, you know? So that's
your inventory.
That's your decision too. If you don't want to do this, there is an easy button here and it's called delist yourself.
And now, even though you can restructure things, be really vigilant about your pricing, my goodness, the processing fee for Stripe and your PMS fee is a no-brainer now. You even have room for a marketing budget to dedicate to getting your own lead. And I feel as if short-term rental hosts specifically don't talk about the cost of getting that customer like every other industry, every other business dives into on a weekly basis is how much that customer cost me to acquire. Well, now we're starting to talk about it and it's going to make you a better business owner if you truly understand how that breaks down. Colleen, what about our co-hosts and our property managers? Because if they were to do the silver bullet suggestion that people are throwing around of just putting this pricing on the change in percentage, the single fee structure on their pricing, that pricing is how the rate is how co-hosts and property managers come up with their commission. So if they put that all on the price, then their commission goes up, which is great for the co-host, but then their owners pay more and they might drop out of the program because it becomes more expensive for them to be listed with a property manager. What do you suggest property managers and co-hosts do, or what do you see them doing?
Well, I think the first step is having a conversation with your owner from a place of confidence and knowledge about what's happening. So letting the owner know you're aware of the fee, you're, you know, that that the solution isn't just, oh, well, when you're speaking to the owner, right? So that's step one. There's also been a lot of chatter about different things that you can do to mitigate those fees or different options. We've been talking about that a ton in our private coaching. I do think I'm going to sound like a broken record here, but before you're doing anything that has to do with, oh, I'm going to try this trick or I'm going to try that trick, do you have an appropriate pricing strategy? Are you already maximizing rate for your owners? Are you already, do you feel optimized? That would be my first question to people who are like, as a co-host, how do I present this? Sarah, I don't know if you want to talk about the different solutions that you've seen as far as leaving it in elsewhere.
We'll get into it in just a moment here, but I do want to point out that co-hosts, if you aren't the best co-host, you are going to lose clients. Yeah. If you're not working directly with an expert revenue manager, if you don't have a marketing plan, you are going to be too expensive because all you're doing is letting Airbnb bringing you leads. And that's going to be more exposed than ever at this point, right? And so you really have to be thinking about when you do address your owners, I'm hoping you have the ability to say, we have an expert revenue manager on our side. We have a direct booking strategy that we are going to put even more energy and resources behind. And in addition to that, we are looking at these options that we're going to monitor carefully over the next 3 to 6 months and see what works best for your property. Because if their property is located in a prime location, there is more wiggle room with pricing, with fees, because if that property is highly desirable for amenities, location, there's more wiggle room. If you have a client who has a property in not an ideal location, it's not competitive with amenities and design, it's going to be even more exposed because there isn't a lot of wiggle room to adjust fees and pricing there too. I just think that when it comes to when the revenue manager and you look over your portfolio and get strategic, it's going to be a lot harder with those properties that came on during the Airbnb gold rush of 2020 to 2022 and anything worked. Those days are gone and even more so now. With that, what we're seeing some co-hosts do is a myriad of things and you have to kind of run scenarios. Is there room to explore what your ceiling is on pricing more? Because if there is, even though, yes, that means your commission goes up, but if the market says that you can push it more and you haven't tested to that height yet, now is the time to test it. That might mean sitting empty for a weekend, but at least you understand in this season where your ceiling is. Colleen, do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
You can also, there are different fees that Airbnb does allow you to add either a percentage or a flat rate to that will be added to the overall rate of your property, which when a guest, once they're on the single fee structure, they're just going to see the end result anyway. You could take the management fee, change it to a percentage instead of a flat fee, and make up some of the host fee there. If you're doing any sort of damage waiver program, you can include that percentage within that management fee percentage. You could include a flat rate to come off of the nightly rate to go into the damage waiver program, which all owners benefit from, not having to pay out a big lump sum when accidents do happen. So these are different structures. What you cannot do, though, is you cannot add on a tax to make up for this difference if it is not a tax, which it's not. That you cannot do that. But again, one solution isn't going to work for everything. You really are going to have to work to figure it out. Anything I left out, Colleen?
No, I think that's perfect.
Again, at the end of the day, the guests, it's the same fee. It's just now our responsibility to remit to Airbnb.
Yep.
So we just have to get strategic with how we bring it back to the guests to pay so they don't see much of a difference. Everything's optimized and not just pricing, Colleen, right? the whole booking funnel has to work. Can you dig into that a little bit? Because I know a lot of times Colleen will push back with me and our entire team when we are putting the fault on the pricing strategy or like, well, this isn't working. And Colleen's like, well, hey, we have to look back at the whole booking funnel because this, this, and this are off. Can you tell us about that a little bit, Colleen?
Yeah, the booking funnel, you know, the concept of the guest is searching to come to your area and then gets you all the way to them arriving at your property. What happens in between those areas? So that's, what does my listing look like? How do my photos look? How am I being showcased? But also, what's the market doing as far as occupancy goes? As Sarah said earlier, gone are the days of the boom. So this, the forecasting that we're looking at or our results for 2025, that's going to be, that's our best compass right now for what we can expect in the coming months. How did occupancy trend as it compared to last year? That's a huge component of the booking funnel. You have to be a little bit, again, more strategic right now. We have a shorter booking window. We have to explore other opportunities and how a guest wants to book. Like a guest wants, as I said, if it with a shorter booking window comes processes that probably have to change. You know, you might have used to require a 2-day lead time. Now you probably need to allow someone to book same day. It might have been that you had specific standards that weekends are always 2 nights. Well, we might need to tweak that a bit and make it a 1-night. You know, you have to, that these are all components, our availability. All of this goes into whether or not it's gonna, a guest is going to book your space, but more importantly, whether or not you're even going to show up to be bookable for the guest. So you can price competitively. One thing I can say as me as a revenue manager, we're priced competitively. Very rarely am I going to ever say, oh, it's probably that we're priced too high. That's not, that's actually not the answer. I know for a fact. So it's something else is happening where we're coming in. And this is where we need to analyze. Can the guests see us? How are they seeing us? How are they seeing the people that are also showing up? What does, and that all takes true boots on the ground time of looking at yourself and looking at your market and knowing it like the back of your hand.
And everything that Colleen just rattled off, we will be going over that slide by slide by slide, giving you trackers inside our boot camp. So if that all sounded like things that you need to pay attention to and you aren't, let us help you do that. Like, we literally are going to walk you through step by step how you can look at all of these numbers, because the winners are going to be the hosts that know their revenue numbers each month. They are focused on benchmarking against the market, adjusting their pricing daily, and treating hosting as a business, not a hobby. I want to say that again. Treating hosting as a business, not a hobby. Those are the hosts that are going to win. And I'm just going to shoot it to you straight. If you are side hustling or a hobby right now, it is going to be extremely difficult for you to compete. You've got to up level, and you are most likely sitting on a very large asset that is part of your portfolio, that is part of your wealth building strategy. You owe it to yourself. I can't imagine calling my wealth manager and him not knowing everything that's going on in the market, him staying up to date on it, him knowing the analytics, and making the moves for me. You have to do it for, you are your wealth manager, you are your asset manager in your portfolio. You owe it to yourself to do this. And honestly, we owe it to each other to do this, and we owe it to the whole entire short-term rental industry. We've got to stay on our A game, we've got to stay competitive, and the winners are going to rise to the top. And actually, this is really exciting.
The winners are gonna win big.
The winners are gonna win big, and honestly, it's perfect timing. Let's figure this out now, the end of 2025, so we can go into 2026 ready to go. So that's where it's like also just have this mindset shift of like, how can we be on offense, not defense? That's how we're going to win. And that's where I want you guys to get pumped up and excited about these changes. They're taking impact. We're going to know the numbers, and we're going to make our moves.
Colleen, what conversations are you having with our private community about their forecasting for the rest of the year into 2026? What are some things you're having them look into and diagnose and test?
Yeah, there's two different schools of thoughts going on inside our private community right now. One is, should I just do the increase now and get ahead of it? That way, for some of our latecomers, their pricing looks out of whack when the time comes. I thought that was an interesting strategy. One is, should I wait till the very... Exactly what you described. Should I try to backfill the calendar, which I cannot stress enough how much I don't want anyone listening to this to do and undercut themselves. Am I going to need to like lower my rate to compensate for these items? And the work that we're doing is, again, true boots on the ground work of who in your market would you consider a real competitor, speaking back to what Annette said, as far as a, these are people that are professional hosts that are doing this full time versus people who are asleep at the wheel with their pricing, with their photos, and really isolate who are those people. Those are the people that are also going to see this fee increase. And these are also the people that are in it for the long haul, like the people inside of our private community. So we're strategizing again on looking at the 2026 calendar. First, where are my opportunities to maximize my rate? And we're talking about new ceilings for across the board. With every single thing increasing in price, you should also be increasing the price of your rental. That's that. So where can we maximize rate? And we have enough time right now to explore incredibly optimized rates for 2026 because it's only September of 2025. You can always lower the rate and just get bookings if that's what your desire is. But we are in our private community, we are maximizing rates for 2026. Then we're going to work backwards to figure out when you maximize your rates on like the property you already have, it's just profit at that point, right? Like you're already operating. So optimizing peak times is what we're focusing on inside our membership right now, because the 15.5% is nothing when we're talking about charging 40% more for an entire summer season than what you were charging the previous year. Do like that math of what that does to your bottom line.
And Colleen will continuously suggest that to so many of our hosts inside of our private community, and they balk at her and they're like, I don't want to not make money, Colleen. You don't understand. And she was like, listen, you are the CEO. You decide what to do. But I am telling you, the data is telling us that you can get that rate. I want you to get the courage and try it. There are going to be times when some of the things that we test and try, you're not. But that is testing. And that is something we have to do as business owners. And over again, we are getting these wins from our community of getting rates they've never thought possible. Never. We just had one of our members last June. She made $9,000, right, Annette? This June, what did she make?
$19,000. Yeah.
The same property.
Yeah, same property. She had some more reviews. She had some more revenue management under her belt. But yeah, I mean, it's game changing. And that was one story. We could be on here all day.
Right.
And what we love about this is when you focus on this, that is the compound effect at work. It's reservation after reservation after reservation. It's peak season after peak season after peak season. So when you really dial this in, you could go next level.
So if this fee bothers you and you want to budget for change, make sure you're going multi-platform and factor in those channel fees and setup into your forecasting. Make sure you have a direct booking strategy. Obviously, we want you to budget for site costs, marketing, and systems. And don't just threaten to leave Airbnb. It is a great lead generation platform for us. Definitely plan for it in your 2026 numbers, but you are going to be a more strategic host after this episode, and you are going to move into 2026 with a more dialed in revenue management, calendar management, and booking funnel plan. And if you're not sure how to do that, you're going to go to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp and you're going to join our bootcamp, because that is what we are going to do together as a community. We're going to have a pop-up Facebook group and we're all going to help each other. And we've got some really great bonuses to those of you who show up, those of you who participate. If you upgrade to VIP, our VIPers get access to our live Q&As directly after each training. Plus, we've added a VIP hot seat call after the trainings are done so we can really dig in and further hone in your strategy. So we would love to see you there. Colleen, anything else you want to add that we didn't cover?
No, just reminding you that you're capable of making smart and revenue-driven decisions for your properties, that you are the person who's in charge of the revenue, not Airbnb, not Price Labs. You are in the driver's seat, and all pricing is just rooted in data. So we can work together to figure out what the data is telling you, but this is not the end of your hosting world as you know it. There's still plenty of revenue to be had.
With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Catch you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Short-term rental hosts, booking slow or pricing feels off? We're fixing it live in our booked and profitable listing audit bootcamp.
It's 4 live trainings with us for just $49. Bring your listing, your calendar, your pricing. We are going to walk you through step-by-step so you know exactly what to change to show up higher in the algorithm and get booked more.
Want personalized on your listing? Then all you gotta do is upgrade to VIP for direct feedback.
Recapping seats and doors close on September 12th or when seats are gone.
Tap the link in the show notes or go to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. That's thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. Save your seats now and then check your email for your prep checklist and live session dates.